It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Declare your independence, but relatively concerned. We have James Corbett. It's Wednesday evening, so it's James Corbett. Now, of course, it's probably morning. What time is it there anyway?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Yeah, I am getting kind of tired, and you'd stay up till 11 or whatever at night. You the man. Thank you for doing that. But, yeah, we're going to do just a quickie here. We both got stuff to do, and he's a busy man. So we're going to go ahead and get right to it. Now, these are the two things. James Corbett, thecorbettreport.com. He and the Corbetteers doing a bunch of good work over there. They let him keep doing it. Now, the thing is there are two main ones that kind of dovetail into what I want to talk about. We can whip it out real quick without commercial interruption. Your most recent is Worship the Stock Market, Wage Slave, Propaganda Watch. Okay, you can tell us what that's about. Then we have Deep Fakes, the CIA's Mission Accomplished. Now, for me, what I want to talk, I watch both of these, and they're kind of the same thing. Can you talk about each of them and how they kind of, because I can see it in you, man. You're kind of getting the eebie-jeebies, too. You know, there's something going on coming, and you got your new secret great video release a coming, you know, which, you know, we're not getting any teasers for, but I bet you it has something to do with this because it is just all BS and they've been BSing for a long time. So go ahead and tell us how these two kind of intersect.
Well, that's an interesting point that you bring up that I hadn't consciously intended, but it is certainly there because both of these pieces are about manipulated and fake reality being presented as real reality, and how do we deal and interact with that. So let's start with the most recent one first, the Stock Market Propaganda Watch. So this is essentially prompted by the type of economic reporting that we have all seen ad nauseum. If you open any mainstream economic section of any website or newspaper, you are going to see reports on the stock market is rallying and this means that about the economy, or the stock market is plunging and that means this about the direction the politics is heading, or consumers are feeling good and we can see this reflected in the stock markets doing this. And over and over again, we are told that essentially the stock markets are almost this scrying glass of diviner's tool that we can use to see the fundamental underlying reality of nature itself and predict the future, and we can talk, tell people's emotions and blah, 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 which I understand the reason why that's appealing, because in the whole point of having a market in a free and open and fair economy would be to put prices to people's intuitions and inclinations and feelings and whether they're, you know, what animal spirit they're feeling and all that nonsense that we hear tied up with economics. There is a point underneath that. You're pricing in. I feel this much fear, therefore I'm going to invest in gold. I feel this much enthusiasm about Apple and its products, so I'm going to invest in Apple stock, whatever. But of course, that relies on the idea that it is a free and open and fair market, which we all know that it is not. It is admittedly not a free, open, and fair market, and we see that all the time. And I point in that propaganda watch to an article, a mainstream article about a study that was done. I forget which university or which professor was doing it, but there was a study done a couple of years ago that showed 93%. Of the stock market bull run from 2000, I believe it was 2008 to 2016. So we're talking post Lehman, you know, this incredible record-breaking stock run we've been on in the wake of one of the largest financial cataclysms of modern times. What prompted that? 93% of that stock market bull run could be directly pinned on Federal Reserve market intervention. Surprise, surprise. I mean, we all know this, of course.
That's well, hell, Trump is saying it all the time now. We need more market intervention to give me my
exactly.
stock market.
Let it rain. Bring on the helicopter money. We all knew this, but it's good to have that documented in a study, quantified. 93% of this ridiculous record stock market bull run was total paper baloney money printed up out of nothing by the Fed and dropped on the banks, not on the markets, but on the banks. And that was... That really is where all of this incredible mania came from. And the incredible thing is they'll admit this, they'll report on this, even as I point to Yahoo Finance was reporting on it at the time, you know, here you go. And then they'll continue to talk about the stock market as if, oh, look, it's doing this today. Oh, it's doing that today. So now we should believe this about the universe. It is telling us nothing. It is a manipulated and phony reality brought about by the central banks and the central bankers. Which relates to the other video that you're talking about.
Yes, I'm the economy. I don't even like using that word. Certainly since I read your article and or maybe it was on a video where you talked about catalactics.
Yep.
Economy. You said that that's a Greek word meaning home budget,
household management, right?
And I'm just going, whose household? What about
exactly.
mine? You know?
Yep.
And I don't want to be part of their household. And this is what they keep manipulating us. It's like having your spouse come up to you and say, you know, I paid the credit card bill with funny money and it's going to come back later kind of thing. You know, so catalactics where, am I saying that word right? Catalactics?
Yeah. Catalactics, catalaxy, yeah.
You know, is where, you know, what's this worth? It's what I'm worth. Somebody will pay for it. That's what it's worth, you know, and it's me. I get to decide. And I'll use all kinds of different ways of saving money or not, depending on, you know, how much it's worth, the time savings for me to go to use crypto on Purse or something like that, .io, get a discount on Amazon. But a lot of times to save the few bucks, I'd rather just get it. The thing that they're doing with us, they want us to feel a connection with whatever it is that they're saying. And then the reaction is on Wall Street, even though we know it's hyper, it's BS, and they're just saying it to make it happen. So when we lose confidence in the fact that they say it, but it doesn't happen, well, then what good are they, you know?
Exactly.
So it's really, and I know so many people that lost their butt before the housing thing went. Because they go, oh, you got to watch this Cramer guy. Literally. I had a good friend. We kind of had on the outs. I'm going, look, man, you know, you're believing him? You know, monkeys do better than him throwing darts, man, blindfolded. So it's just that they believe they can move the market.
Yeah.
So the market believes
and here's the thing about it. They're kind of, in a sense, they are right. It is a confidence game. And as long as enough people fall for that con game, then, yeah, the game does sort of play. And it does play in the way that they are trying to push it. So they
can push the economy
this way or that by convincing enough people. But you're exactly right to hone in on the fundamental root problem here is that we are given the false terms that define the problem in the wrong way so that we're given false paradigms to march on. And in this case, economy, economics, household management. Of course, the metaphor is we're all just living in one big household. And I guess, you know, we have daddy government and mommy government, and they're the ones who manage this household for us. And they're going to manage it so that all the children can benefit and live happily. And that's the idea that we're supposed to go with. Of course, it's never explicitly stated that way, but that's the underlying metaphor. So you were right to bring in the real word, catalactics, catalaxy, which is anathema to the economists.
I try and use that as much as possible now. I hate saying economy. It just feels wrong. It's like it's somebody else's thing.
It should. It is absolutely a false word that has been implanted in our consciousness. People who are interested in delving into the details of this, go to CorbettReport.com/economists. CorbettReport.com/economists. And that's an episode of my podcast I did, I think last year. It was very short and sweet about why economists are always wrong. And I do get into that. The word catalactics, which derives from the Greek verb, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I don't know how to speak Greek, which means not only to exchange, but also to reconcile in the sense of admission to a community or changing from enemy to friend. The word in itself speaks of the profound connection that is possible from the act of mutually beneficial exchange and changes the inflection entirely from the coercive management of human cattle for the benefit of a unitary plan, economics, to the creation of a community based on exchange and friendship, catalactics. Again, a change in nomenclature can be the change in mindset that is needed to see what really exists and the way the world really could operate if we stop falling for the con game.
I'm glad that you brought this up, because there's something that I'm really interested in getting it right. Now, I wouldn't say I was lucky, but in 07, I mean, it was clear everything that I was looking at, and doing real estate here and the state budgets and just a whole bunch of factors. It was so obvious that July of 08, I was screaming it. I did a big article on Freedom's Phoenix. Everywhere I went, when I was doing speeches, I could just feel it. Here it comes. And they didn't disappoint. McCain and Obama suspended their campaign to go and, screw America's future. So I'm looking at the deep fakes as, what's coming, because they're going to have to convince us that we got to be afraid and why we need them. And I feel something coming, a pandemic, a big giant mushroom cloud, asteroid hit, aliens come, something. They always, my entire life, whenever I get this EBGB and this kind of stuff happens, there is something to distract us, a bread and circus or something. And I can feel it coming. And it's like they have to, and it's worked before, it'll work again. So I'm just wondering, are you feeling the same thing? I'm glad you did this deep fake thing, but it going right into the stock market BS, and I'm going, it's the same thing.
Right. Yeah. And I see the underlying point there, that it's about manipulated reality. But I think it is wrong to dismiss the deep fake phenomenon as, oh, well, there's nothing new here. They've always lied. They're just going to continue lying. Now they have a little bit of technology to do it in a different way. No, this is a fundamentally different thing. Two things to note about that type of comment. Number one, it is a known troll tactic to go into conversations saying, well, we already knew that. They've already been doing this. This is old news. That's a known troll tactic to try to basically brush aside important information. But secondarily, for people who genuinely believe that, oh, this is deep fakes, nothing new. It's just politicians always lie. No. I don't think you understand how fundamentally this will affect the human consciousness itself. It is one thing for a politician to get up there and lie to you about some abstract thing that no one has. It is another thing to see and hear and visually and auditorily process something that is completely made up. We as human beings are not physically capable of processing that type of information without it going deeply into our consciousness, whether or not we are consciously aware, oh, this may be a fake manipulated reality. We are designed as human beings to accept auditory and visual
and planning false memories.
Exactly. It goes directly into our consciousness in ways that it's going to be extremely difficult to defend against. But my point in that video, actually, where this ultimately goes, I did tie it into William Casey's ex-CIA director's famous pronouncement that we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. But as I point out in that video, no, this goes even a step beyond that, because they don't want you to believe everything you believe to be false. In a sense, where this is heading is they want you to believe nothing at all. Absolutely nothing will be now taken for granted.
Okay. So that, you think, is one of the goals. Is that just a result, or is that actually one of their goals?
Yes, it's a good question. I can't say without being in the minds of the would-be social engineers, but it is 100% the inevitable consequence of the revelation of this type of technology to the public, which is what it is. It's been around for decades. It is now being revealed to the public. So when I see the 100% inescapable conclusion, the inevitable place that this will arrive at is this, and they're doing it anyway. To me, that suggests that is their goal. And if it is, it's perfect chaos before the order, which they will impose later.
You know,
on.
I saw a video today. It was 2001, A Space Odyssey, where it had the astronaut, Dave, you know, open the pod bay doors, Hal. I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave. But he said, I'm afraid I can't do that, Elon. And it was Elon Musk's face and his voice. Yeah. So I'm going, the whole scene, they just, you know, replaced it with Elon. And it's to make a point, you know, and I'm going, yeah, here we go. I am, in 2007, I really started seeing it coming. By July of 08, I was just screaming at it. You know, here, why are you not seeing this? I'm of the opinion that people see it. They just don't know what to do about it, and they'll act as if the talking heads on the TV they know are lying or telling the truth because they believe that their investments and their purchasing and their vacations and their whatever they're going to do is based on the reality that they said was there, that they created. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, you know, but what happens when that's not it? Well, then we get the, you know, 08, 09, 10, you know, years, and then it starts coming back up after like 11 or 12. And I'm seeing this one's going to be much bigger, so I'm afraid that there's going to be a bigger lie. And when you say that it's just everybody just doesn't believe anything anymore, what do we believe in? And that's why Freedom's Phoenix is always uncovering the secrets, exposing the lies. I knew the future was going to be all about credibility in who you believe. Here comes James Corbett. You know, it's going to be, they're going to offer sooner or later, they're going to put you on top of the mountain, or you're going to have your own little transponder satellite, you know, funded by an orbit of do what you want anyway. Which do you think is more likely? They try to co-opt you, bring you in, eliminate, or will you have the technology to just bypass the whole thing?
Me in particular or humanity in general?
No, you.
Oh, me. Okay.
I think you are. I don't want to, you know, float your boat too much here, but humanity in general counts on people like you.
Well,
FYI. Yeah.
Well, I have an audience, so I am in a position where people will be looking at what it is that I do and how I react to this. And I like to think that the technology is always the double-edged sword and that we can always utilize it to get around whatever they're trying to bring in, the control that they're trying to bring in. It's always a question of the pirates living on the edge, the fringes of society, will have some room to act within the logic of the technology that's being presented to control the masses, will always have some other side to it, which is why things like, you know, cryptocurrency or whatever, it is the perfect tool for control when wielded by the central bankers.
Oh, yeah.
It could also be used to create a catalactic economy over here, but people will only see the control side if that's all they're thinking about. So I think there will always be an out for people who are looking for an out. But here's the thing. Most people think that they're the ones that want to live on the fringes of society and looking for an out. Most people aren't, though, really. Yeah. They're not really looking to be uncomfortable.
Well, this is something that Claire Wolf made a big deal out of when they were doing the Free State Project. She's a libertarian writer, famous in the 90s, and 101 Things to Do Till the Revolution kind of deal. And she was going, yeah, if you just put everybody in one place, then they know where you are. It's nice having a community. I mean, every time I go to New Hampshire, I enjoy it, you know, and there's a lot of things to do there. But, early on, it was a lot of couch surfers. You know, it was a lot of the anarchist. Yeah, I'm an anarchist libertarian because I don't have any money. I mean, you know, that kind of thing. But now it's getting to where she made the point that it's much better for you to, take care of yourself where you are and infiltrate society. You know, go coach the little league team, you know, participate in things at your church. Be the light. Be the change in the world, kind of Gandhi thing. I'm looking at, this is seriously kind of weighing on me because there's what's going to happen. Silver's going to shoot up. And my goal was when silver shoots up, I got enough that, and I trade this for where I'm going to live the rest of my life. You know, I'm going to get the Lone Prairie on and start building while I still got my health and do it and kind of whatever and pace. You're right. You know, I don't want to be too far from town. You know, I want the conveniences of. I'd like to be, I kind of like it where I'm at, but it's still in the city limits. My thing is I'm thinking that it's going to force a decision on us. And I'm reminded of a guy that I talked to suffered through Kosovo. And he was saying all the people that lived out in the Lone Prairie and the farms and so on, they were overrun eventually. They were taken. The only people that survived are the ones that huddled together as families or apartment complexes and dug the well out in the, you know, the courtyard. And I'm thinking it's going to get that bad. The finances for the pensions of every level of government is so far underfunded, and all they do is it's initiative after initiative, referendum on the ballots now. All the cities and the states and everything are municipal employee unions having legislation that makes sure that they get fully funded and paid first before any other government service gets done, and there's not going to be anything left over. So what do you think? Give me a prediction before you leave of how this is going to shake out.
Well, the pension scheme is a scheme that is going to end, and it will not end happily. There will be millions and millions and millions of people who are promised things that will not get those things. I think we know that. The question is how that will come about. The most likely answer is war. That, at least if human history is any guide, there will be a cataclysmic war that will reset the table, as it were. And now, I mean, we all see this coming. Even Mark Carney, outgoing Bank of England governor / Financial Stability Board governor / ex-Canadian Bank of Canada governor, recently came out and said the next world reserve currency will be perhaps something like a Libra cryptocurrency. Or he also said the Chinese renminbi would be the other competitor, but it's not ready yet, essentially, is what he said. Which is right. But at any rate, we all know that the US dollar is ending. And with that, with the ending of the world reserve currency being the US dollar, that is the end of all of those paper, phony, baloney paper promises that the government has made over the past century or so of the, the glorious New Deal. It's all coming to an end. So anyone who's relying on that is relying on a dead end. Again, the only question is how we get from here to there and how many steps are on the way. But it's not going to be a soft landing for millions upon millions of people.
Millions. And I've been supportive of crypto because of the promises. But they still are promises a lot of times. So yeah. When this started happening and going in just the last few weeks, well, really the summer.
Yeah, just put that on the record. Is there a crypto that you think has lived up to the promises? Is there one that you would say people should buy this?
No. It's been the promise of. Now, yeah. Some are better than others and are trying to be, currencies as opposed to, whatever else. But to me, in the second letter of Captain Mark on PiratesWithoutBorders.com, we put the criteria. We did, this is how money's supposed to work. Pirate communications is the third letter. And the most recent one that we did was on reputation. So that, who you deal with. Because pirates, we're very transparent. Oh, yeah, I'm right here. But you don't got the database from the man. I don't give a crap what they add to it. Hell, their rap, their criminal record or whatever the heck, that's a resume for pirates. I mean, a lot of times. So a violence or anything against anybody. It's just like you smuggled a product people wanted that voluntarily adults had to, you're hired. So I'm, when I look at the situation that we're in right now, I'm reminded of times, I'm old enough to have seen this kind of stuff before, but not near this level of what's going to happen. And when you have millions of people aren't getting what they're promised, what happens? Well, there's always going to be violence. It's going to be us versus them, which is what they, them, those want. They need you to fight amongst each other and then come in and referee or something. Well, of course you need us or this would happen. And, oh, by the way, you're not allowed to have guns. So
Let's put it this way. The Roman Republic did not end happily. It didn't end all at once. It didn't end overnight. It took centuries, really, for it to fall apart. But it was a long and inevitable decline, and it did not end happily for the people who once enjoyed the riches of the world.
This has been the long inevitable decline. I can show you all kinds of long inevitable decline for America. And I think we're getting to where it won't happen all at once. That's been going on already, but it will happen overnight. I was afraid this Monday was going to be it. I was just going, you're going to wait. It's going to be some Monday and they're not going to be able to, plunge protection team wasn't able to do their job,
Right.
So
it's generally September or October, we'd be looking for the cataclysmic stock collapse.
Okay.
Again, if history is anything to go by.
But. Well, because it's there for the pensions. If it wasn't for pensions buying up the stock market, there wouldn't be any stock market, So this is because they make the requirement that they do, and they have to be AAA. So then they fudge the numbers to make it a AAA. Then, my brother-in-law is a raider at, he's a vice president of blah, blah, blah at Moody's in New York City. So, he and I have interesting conversations, but, when I talked about this happening last time, I'm not even talking to him about this time. We get all along fine because I think he knows. And there's so many things he can't or won't say. And I get the feeling, here we go. So when it happens, what are you doing, to take care of you? You got food underneath the bed, or it's not going to hit Japan, or you're not going to worry about it? What's your precaution?
I imagine Japan might be one of the first places to be hit, given its extension of debt.
Yeah.
But there are, to be said in the favor of Japanese society generally, there is more of a familial support chain here. As I'm sure Americans are at least aware, there's more of a family basis in places like Japan, where people will often live with their extended families and they raise the children together, things like that. Everyone here has an aunt, uncle, grandfather, whatever, that has the rice paddy out in the countryside, and generally they'll go and participate in the harvest and will share it around with their coworkers and things like that. There are things that mean that when the doo-doo hits the oscillator here in Japan, economically speaking, I don't think it's going to be the dissolution of society in the way that I think Canada, America, places like that will dissolve, because there is not.
If we had a society, we wouldn't. Yeah. We'd be worried about dissolving from it.
Right.
The future is going to be, we're going to go back to basics. And that's why this show's Declare Your Independence.
Because we're going to go forward to the future. No. And I know you're a vision man, so here's my vision. I actually recently decided this. I'm going to retire on Mars. If I do not retire on Mars, it was a failure. And, what was the point of all of this? Give me my money back. I'm going to retire on Mars.
I'm probably not. The point that I'm making.
Your pirate ship better be interplanetary.
It's going to happen. They're already starting to build the ships for a whole bunch of different. They had one. They're going 16 days around the Earth using the jet stream. It'll carry 20,000 tons, and it'll be a mile and a half long. I go. Right. Okay. You first. So.
All right.
To end this, I know you got to go, but. I'm not so concerned about me and my family as much as I would be for other people. I think we're kind of ready, mentally prepared, and it may not happen, get too crazy, but I'm thinking it may. And I don't know what the audience is doing to get ready, but it's real simple stuff. Being able to feed yourself for a sustained period of time, months, years, at least months, to be able to have clean water. To be able to not be too hot, too cold, don't freeze to death. There's so many, if you take care of the fundamentals, we've done, solar generators that we've made. We got communication mesh things that we've done, being pirate and so on. All these things, when we go to Jackalope, the camping festival we do in the first weekend in August here, you go, yeah, it'd be nice if I had this, and this. And when you start building that stuff over the 8 years that we've done that, it makes it to where you can have a comfortable life. And, I've lived a lot better than Thomas Jefferson did. And he had slaves. So, we're going to be okay. But you got to get your mind around this, that, yes, there are going to be problems. And no, you're not going to get your pension. None of you. Because even if you do, the inflation odds going to make it worthless and not even near what you thought you're going to get out of it. So
but it'll be pennies. Right.
This is serious and real. And I haven't been like this until this week. And I tell you what scared me, add a little bit of fear on the, we got to get ready. It was the emotion in your face on the last two videos you did. I'm going, yeah, James has got, he's got a little concern there going on. A little bit, maybe a little bit.
Concern. Yeah. Always concern. And, it's heading into some dark places. And here's the real thing. The only thing that matters about survival in the long run is community. If you do not have a community of some sort,
get in one.
Yeah. Who cares? You cannot be Mad Max living alone in the wilderness on bugs and rainwater for the rest of your life. And even if you could, who wants that life? Yeah. We need community. We need it. And if you're not building up the community, that's why things like Jackalope Freedom festivals and things like that can really be the basis, as you say, to start preparing for a future that's coming. And if you're not prepared for it, it's going to run you over like a Mack truck.
It inspired an individual to do one in the Midwest. I think it's Indiana or Illinois. It's called midfest.org or ..
Don't call it Pork West.
I know. They.
We order you not to call it that.
I know. I was like, really? But anyway, so I'm. This is happening. It's been inspirational to a lot of people. And I know you've been inspirational. And I tell you, the biggest thing is it's less fearful if you have a more complete understanding of what's going on, which is what thecorbettreport.com does, is you have a fuller understanding. We do this 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, and of course like 50 to 70 headlines on freedomsphoenix.com every day. But it's not, you know, I'm not trying to make you feel good. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to give you a wide perspective on the news that they're feeding into you. Yeah. But it's up to you to determine what is and is not true. And I'll tell you one thing. There would be no intentional lying from me, and the accurate information that you're getting from the Corbett Report. And I watched Century of Enslavement again because I just watched it like this morning after the show. And the reason was, is I'm going, man, they are banning the crap out of this. And even where it's up, it's always somebody else's, never to your channel. And I'm going, no matter what you type in, no matter what search engine, no matter how you do it, your name, your spelling right, or the title, not, they don't want to give you any street cred at all, even though you got millions of hits on it already. You know, they don't want to give it. And I'm going, why? Especially on that one, because it exposes so much of that, because I know what they're afraid of. They're afraid that the Federal Reserve is going to come under scrutiny of everybody, and when they're searching, they're going to find your video and they're going to get learnified, and that is what they're afraid of.
Well, actually, I think in the next crisis, they're probably going to undermine the Fed in favor of some BIS or international institution, but you know, but they don't want the real truth about the Fed. They're going to give you some phony baloney. Oh, they couldn't prevent the crisis, but we will, or blah, blah,
yeah, don't
blah.
Care. So anyway. Freedom's the answer. What's the freaking question? When they talk about, you know, toxic capitalism or capitalism bad, I'm going, since when? When the hell have I had capitalism? When have I had a free market? You know, I
Cadillac-y.
Cadillac-y.
That's the word for
the day. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
James Corbett, thecorbettreport.com. Thanks, James. I feel better. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Take care, man.
Peace.
Bye-bye.